awake and alive that we're only days away from the countdown when finally Americans get some health care. The Affordable Care Act, ACA, also more popularly known as Obamacare, opens for enrollment October 1st, which is this coming Tuesday. And it's going to be a process that you're going to potentially need some help on, but everybody needs to be ready to enroll between October 1st and December 15th of this year if you want to be eligible for full health care coverage starting January 1st of next year. And we're going to go through some of it for the next half hour. I've got some great guests who are, if you've been reading about the navigation program, I've got some certified navigators with me. Tony Orr, who's the state director in Arkansas for Local 100, the United Labor Unions. You're with me today.
Good morning, Wade.
And Willie Cosme, who's also an organizer and representative with Local 100, United Labor Unions.
Good morning, all.
¿Cómo está?
Todo bien.
Hey, so we got it all going on today. So when people talk about how navigators are certified, what did you guys have to go through in Arkansas to be certified?
Well, first of all, we had to take a federal training and test.
Then we had to do a Arkansas training and test. Then we had to go through a all-day class. Then we had to submit an application that cost $35.
Each.
Thanks, Wade. they had to go through a background check. They did everything but the stop and frisk. You know, so it's an intensive thing here in Arkansas to get this certification. But we're happy that we all completed it, and we're just waiting on our license to come for them just to send us our license now.
And when do you expect to get that?
They said normally it takes about 10 days. Because of the delay, one of the biggest things is there was a delay in the online Arkansas class. And so we're hoping that Arkansas Insurance Department will take that in consideration.
Expedite it, sure.
Yeah, and expedite everybody's application that's completed all the other phases of this training. And hopefully by Tuesday morning we would have it, or they might just say go ahead and your license is on the way, go ahead and you can start your enrollment.
So you had to go through more than 40 hours of training, it sounds like, more than 50 hours probably,
yeah,
to get certified. So
right.
When people talk about, hey, do they really know how the act is working? Do they really know how to help enroll people? You guys may be the experts anywhere, huh?
Yes. And it's so redundant that you go back over this so many times with the federal training. Once you get through with it and you go to the state training, it's basically a rehash of the federal training. Then you get through the federal training, the state training. Then you go through this class, which rehashes both trainings. And so it's
well, you know, Tony, that's how they learn the Lord's Prayer, is saying it every day. So we'll just, you know, we're not going to comment. We're just here to be certified.
And that's it.
It's
that's
all
it.
Worth it if we can help hundreds of thousands of people in Arkansas get covered by health care insurance who don't have it now. But now, once y'all got into the belly of this thing, what did you find out? Are there some things you could share? Like, one of the things that's most interesting to me, and I'm a certified navigator as well in Louisiana, as you know, because we're helping people in Louisiana, Texas, and in Arkansas through Local 100 and as navigators. But one of the things I learned is, first, people are eligible to a lot of help if they go through the marketplace, both subsidized premium tax credits as well as help on cost sharing up to 400% of the federal poverty line. Now, wasn't that surprising?
That was real surprising, Wade. And as you know, here in Arkansas, they expanded their Medicaid coverage for individuals here in Arkansas. And
bless their hearts, because that did not happen in Texas or Louisiana. So that made a huge difference in Arkansas. That's going to add a lot of people right there. Now, what did they expand it to, Tony?
They expanded to as far as eligible participants.
Right.
Okay. They expanded to include any individual or families that up to 138% of the poverty level, and for families up to 400% of the poverty level.
And that was up from 17%.
Up from 17%. Another thing that we found out.
Let's talk about some real numbers, because a lot of people, you know, you say math or you start talking figures, they don't know what we're talking about, but. What surprised me is when you look at the federal poverty line and then you look at 400%, for an individual, you could be making less than $35,000 a year as an individual and still get some assistance potentially in getting through health insurance to the marketplace.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
And a family of four could be making anything less than $92,500. And let me tell you, in Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, places like that, we're not rich places. So that's a lot of families making less than $92,000. That's almost $100,000 a year. You know, you're pretty much solidly almost in the middle class of that in Arkansas.
Yeah.
So a lot of families who aren't getting health care because they just don't think they can afford it are really going to get assistance. So how does that, and then 138% means between 100% and 138%, that's going to add a lot of people right there just in the expansion, right?
Right, right.
And that's in Medicaid, but I don't want to confuse people. So the point is, when you actually come forward and get ready to enroll with us and others, you're going to find some surprises in that you get some assistance. Now, so they all of a sudden find out, people all of a sudden find out they can get health care. How do they do this, you guys?
Well, the first thing they will do is they will contact us, or we will doing our outreach. We will contact them, and then it's just a basic. It's so simple as far as going online, getting them online, getting them enrolled. They can enroll with a paper application. They can enroll online with just a.
And online is, I think, www.healthcare.gov. That's www.healthcare.gov, healthcare.gov. And once you get on there, and a navigator like you and Willie and others can help you get on that site and, as they say, navigate you through the process. But hey, this is something you can do at home, too, or you can call us, and we'll tell you how you can do it at home. But www.healthcare.gov. Okay, so you get on there, and then what do you have to have when you in order to enroll?
Well, all you need is just a few simple things. You need your W-2. You need your tax information from the previous year. You need an ID. You need your Social Security.
Well, by ID, you mean what?
You need your driver's license or state ID, anything that identifies you as who you are.
Okay.
Now, and with that, we'll take that information, we'll put it into a...
And you said Social Security number, too, right?
Social Security number, Social Security card, a state ID or driver's license, your tax information, your W-2 from
the size of your family or whatever.
Right. And we put that information in, and then the marketplace will determine.
Well, and by we put that in, we help them put
yeah,
that in.
Yeah, we help
in
them
because,
put that in. We don't put it in, but
we can't touch
yeah,
it because
yeah,
that's all your personal
you.
Privacy.
You know, and that's one thing that we just want to assure people of is that we take every precaution to keep your private information your private information. We're just there to assist you.
We can't touch it. We can't keep it. We can't, help you make the decision, but we can put all the stuff in front of you. Now, once you get on, now here's one of the great things about this process. Once you enter that information, in real time, within seconds, you're going to find out, A, if you're eligible, and if you're eligible, whether or not and how much you can get in terms of subsidies and cost sharing.
All your options.
Yeah, it's going to be right in front of you. So it's not like one of these things, even filing for your taxes. If you do it online, well, I'll wait, you wait a month or, 6 weeks or whatever to get your refund. Nope, bam, you put your information in here by yourself or with the help of a navigator like Willie or Tony or any of the other folks that we've got certified now, and boom, you're going to find out almost immediately. And then, Willie, what happens? But you have to make some choices, don't you?
Yeah, you get your options where you get to select which one of the insurance you prefer.
And what are those kind of options?
Well, family, there's dental included in some of them. You can see if you're paying more through your work site and maybe can get some assistance or not if you leave them. Let's see if it's affordable or more affordable with some of the options offered than it is at your job site.
Well, let's help people on this, too. So to be affordable, if you have job-based insurance, and that's a key question, and we're going to have to get into this pretty deeply, an unaffordable policy would be a premium that is more than 9.5% of your gross annual pay.
Right.
So, for example, if you made $10,000 a year and your health insurance at your job would pay you $1,000, I'm just trying to keep the math simple, boom, that's 10%. So it's not an affordable plan because 10% is more than 9.5%. If you're making $20,000 a year and you were having to pay $2,000 in cost for to coverage for health insurance, that's 10%. That's not affordable. So in some cases, even if you have the option of having job-based insurance, it's not going to be affordable and doesn't have, it's not a qualified health plan, as they call it, a QHP. So therefore, you can go and get insurance on the exchange and get the subsidies. If you have job-based insurance that is affordable, you're going to have to stick with that.
Right.
The other thing is, let's say one of the first things a navigator is going to ask you, huh, Willie, is do you care most about how much the deductible is or do you care most about how much the premium is? Because then there's a different, there are different options, right, Willie?
Yes.
What are they?
And you know, those options are, you got different plans. You have a bronze plan. You have a silver plan. You have a gold plan. You have a platinum plan. And each plan is assessed a certain percentage that the insurance company will pay, and you pay out of pocket. If you're concerned about payments of premiums, your biggest concern about the, your out of pocket premium, you would probably want to get a lower price plan, like a bronze plan or a silver plan. If you worry more about, you know, you're not worried about the out of pocket, but you want to, you know, you can.
If you're not worried about the premium, but are more worried about your out of pocket.
Yeah, like I said, you get a lower plan.
You might get one of the higher plans.
Right.
So bronze, for example, only pays 60% of the cost of your health care. 70% for silver, 80% for gold, 90% for platinum. Now, that has to do with your premiums. As Tony was saying, your lower premiums are bronze, your higher premiums are platinum, but that means if you're paying a higher premium, you have less of a deductible or copays when you actually need coverage.
Right.
If you pay a low premium, you may have higher amounts to pay on your cost sharing for copays and deductibles. To get help on cost sharing, you have to choose at least a silver plan, which means 70% of the health care coverage would be handled. And the difference in cost from what we've seen on various surveys is not going to be that much. So it could be silver's a good deal for you. But the important thing is getting some health care and getting some insurance, so bronze might be perfect. You're going to have to decide. And that's what we can't help you decide. We can show you what all those options are, huh, Tony?
Yes. And the one thing they showed when the rates came out this week for the state of Arkansas, we realized that the plans are what 25% cheaper. These plans are 25% cheaper than was originally thought. So already, you know, this marketplace is working because it's driving down the cost of what your premium would be, what these plans would be. So
and the cost could go lower if everybody actually enrolls.
Right.
You know, one of the things you don't realize, and I was talking to my son a couple of weeks ago when we were going through certification training. He doesn't have health insurance. there's some penalties if you don't enroll,
yes.
Aren't there?
Yes, it is. I think in
because everybody's really required to enroll, and if you don't enroll now or before the 31st of March of next year, what are you going to have to pay in penalties? You guys remember?
The penalty is for the first year is 1% of your
gross
annual income, or $95, whichever is greater.
Which, hey, you know, you big folks out there,
person.
If you're making $100,000, you're going to pay $1,000 in penalty, not no $95. You know, you're working stuff, not making too much. Maybe you'll only pay $95,
right.
But it's whichever is greater. And then it just goes up from there. The second year, if you haven't enrolled, it costs you even more, doesn't it?
Yes. And the thing about it, that's just for a single person. Willie, how much is it for a family?
A family is $285 that first year, 2014. In 2016, an individual goes up to $695 penalty, and a family will go to $2,085. That's in 2016.
Or that's 2.5% of, once again, I don't want to get involved in any math shaming, but that's 2.5% of your gross annual pay. So, once again, if you're a big timer making $50,000 or so, 2.5%, bam, you're going to be paying some good money then.
Yeah.
If you're making $100,000, you'd be paying $2,500. If you're making $50,000, you're going to be paying $1,750. You know, you're going to start noticing that, and you're not going to have health care. And the whole point is, get on your health care. Do some good for yourself. Because part of the package now is pre-existing conditions, no problem.
And that's
there's no cap anymore. Something terrible happens to you, no cap. It doesn't cut you off at $50,000 or $500 or $500,000. No cap.
Right.
All these things. And on all of these plans, everybody who's offering these plans had to guarantee you get a doctor's visit, you get a basic package of preventive health care measures that is just, that's what the doctor ordered. That's what everybody needs.
And I think that's the greatest thing about this this Affordable Health Care Act is that whether you're on your employer's insurance or whether you go through the marketplace and get insurance, like you said, Wade, there's a basic set of things that insurance companies have to give you now, which is, you know, which is so great because now people can, you know, take preventive medication up, preventive steps for their medical needs, you know, pre-existing condition, it doesn't matter anymore. Children up to the age of 26 on your insurance plan, doctor visits, mammograms, colonoscopies, these are things that in the past insurance companies charged you extra or just won't even pay for to do, but now it's guaranteed within the insurance that you get. So I think that's a great thing.
It is, and this is Wade's World. We're talking on KBF 88.3 with Willie Cosme and with Tony Orr. They're both with Local 100 of the United Labor Unions, and Local 100 is doing outreach as part of the navigation program, and both of these men are certified as navigators. It's not going to be easy, though, because when you're trying to get millions and millions of people, there's something like 50 million people in the country right now that aren't on any kind of insurance. It's going to be a strain, and there's some people who don't like the notion of this Affordable Care Act coming in and Obamacare and some crazy talk out there, but part of it's just logistical. One of the things that became known yesterday is the online materials that are written in Spanish for people who are more comfortable reading and operating in Spanish are not going to be available until between October 21st and October 28th, almost a month after enrollment starts. So, in fact, the only way you're going to be able to enroll if you're Spanish-speaking and more comfortable that way is to get hold of a paper application, maybe through a navigator, or get help from a navigator like Tony and Willie to help you enroll. Willie, I know we have some Spanish speakers as part of our navigation program, eh?
Yes. I have been speaking to a lot of them personally, and besides them wanting assistance individually and as shops, that's a small business, They, you know, I've been able to offer 4,650 flyers, which I do not have.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I got
translating yesterday. You've got a translated version of a flyer we're going to start putting out from our own office, right?
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well, I had to do something. It's a little embarrassing to visit some of these folks and not have anything that they can read and understand. You know, you can't leave them something in English if they don't read English. And we had nothing in Spanish. Had very little. I did get a box of the box says it's 1,500 Arkansas Health Connector flyers in Spanish, but it was open, so there's not 1,500 in there. And like I said, I immediately needed 4,650 of just about any kind of Spanish language material.
Well, get that little Canon copier cooking on that flyer you translated yesterday, because we're going to need to get those out ASAP.
Well, it's been approved, it's out.
People are going to need to call in on our call-in line. What is the 800 number and how they can get a hold of you, English or Spanish?
Okay, the 800 number is 855-866-3377. That's 855-866-3377. You can also reach us at our local phone number, which is 501-588-3272. 501-588-3272.
And I'm going to get you to say that a couple more times before Wade's World ends today. And then if they get down here, we're going to have people, just joking, I've called, talked about sitters and rovers. We're going to have some people who are sitting there on a regular schedule to help people enroll right there in the office at 2101 South Main Street in Little Rock. But the rest of them are organizers who are out there doing the kind of outreach Willie was just talking about, making sure that people are getting the information, getting the 800 number, getting, the information that they can apply at www.healthcare.gov. And if necessary, and particularly for our amigos and amigas who are more comfortable in Spanish, getting there and having a seat with us at 2101 South Main so that we can work with them as navigators. We also have an 800 number to a call center where there are people who will be speaking English, who can speak English, obviously, who can speak Spanish, Vietnamese. We have deaf capability here. Do you have that number in front of you? Because I don't have that number for SUN, the Southern United Neighborhoods, who's leading this collaborative.
Yes, I do, Wade, and that number is 1-800-239-7379. That's 1-800-239-7379.
And Sun is operating that call center. They're going to have five people full-time, and not 24 hours, I wish, but they're going to have it 8 hours a day plus 4 hours on Saturday at times that are convenient to you, both in the daytime as well as in the early evening. And they're going to be taking calls, throughout that period, walking people through the process, helping you go online and helping you navigate. You have to have a number to navigate. These are all certified navigators, just like Willie and Tony, and even I'm a certified navigator, because it was important to learn how this all works and figure out how we can get the most people enrolled and on a program to give them some health care. I'm not ashamed to say this is a matter of life and death for a lot of people. We're going to save lives in this program. I can't tell you how exciting it is to be part of it. And, hey, KBF has been part of this as well. KBF, God love us, they've been doing PSAs for now weeks, in both English and Spanish, haven't they, Willie?
Yes, sir. We've got them ready, and we're ready for some more as soon as we get our permission.
What permission is that?
Well, now we got it, I hear. So we'll be creating something with the phone numbers, reminding you the phone numbers, reminding you that you can make an appointment. You can come to visit us, and we'll be more than happy to assist anybody that comes to our office also.
That was an example of real-time decision-making we were talking about on Obamacare. I was reading that the president, actually got his back up a little bit in a speech yesterday about why it's so important to enroll, and he was talking about the fact that a state legislator in a state that we will leave nameless tried to compare the Affordable Care Act as being such a infringement on personal liberty that he wanted to compare it to the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850.
Wow.
And President Obama correctly said, how can you talk about somebody being on health insurance and whether or not somebody has to return a fugitive slave back to their master as being the same thing? And he said, you know what? And this is his quote, it'd be funny if it wasn't so crazy. So, you know, it's like that country and western songs. Eventually, you got to cover up your crazy and go out in the world. And, you know, we're talking to people everywhere. I mean, we've already got a commitment in these three states that we're helping work on almost 1.5 million flyers to be circulated, food banks, school systems, private organizations, even hospitals, clinics, nursing homes are all agreeing to work with us and get the word out. Willie was just talking about another 4,000 or 5,000 here. We've got the whole DHS system working with us in Arkansas. We've got different school systems working with us in Arkansas. We are going to try to see, and starting here in another couple of weeks, you're going to see Local 100 people out there on the doors talking to people, leafleting, festivals, fiestas, you know, any place there's a crowd of 3 or 4 people, huh, Tony?
That's it. You know, like you said, if there's more than one person standing there, we're going to be there. And even if there is just one person standing there, we're going to be there because the most important thing is getting people enrolled.
Okay, give us some phone numbers again. What's the 800 number on the call center, and what's the number in Arkansas again, Tony?
Okay, the 800 number for the call center is 1-800-239-7379, 1-800-239-7379. The toll-free number here in Arkansas is 855-866-3377, 855-866-3377, and our local number here in Arkansas is 501-588-3272.
Willie, give me 40 seconds in Spanish to tell people, to tell our friends out there how they can enroll until the online program is available for them.
Okay. Hay tres maneras de matricularse en el programa este de la salud, y simplemente tenemos unos números 800 que pueden llamar. Tenemos números locales que pueden llamar. Estamos ubicados también para ayudarlos en el 2101 South Main Street, la calle South Main en Little Rock, Arkansas, de 10 de la mañana hasta 7 de la noche, de lunes a viernes, y de 10 de la mañana hasta las 2 de la tarde, todos los sábados. Pasen por acá, acá los ayudamos.
And what we're talking about is the fact that you can come in person to 2101 South Main Street, between Monday and Friday at fixed times. I think it doesn't close until, is it 8 or 7:30?
7:30.
But we'll stay open
to 8.
Yeah. And then again on Saturday from what, 10 to 2, right, Willie?
10 to 2.
So if you can't do it any other way, we'll give you a paper application. We're going to have seats for everybody. If it's 10, 20, 30, 50 people that are trying, We'll have you work on the paper applications, and some of you online, we're going to get you enrolled. Or www.healthcare.gov, call the phone numbers that Tony gave you, and we're going to make sure you get affordable care now. This has been Wade's World. I've been lucky enough to be talking to some certified navigators. You've heard a lot about the Navigator program. There's a lot of hoop-de-loo in Texas and Florida and elsewhere about how to stop the navigators, because people think that if we can stop the navigators, you can stop the process of enrolling. I'll tell you one thing. Sun, the Southern United Neighborhoods, other people in Arkansas, Local 100 United Labor Unions, we're not the kind of people, this is going to be Wade's World, we're not the kind of people that can be stopped, bullied, or intimidated when it comes to helping people get a benefit that they're qualified and eligible for, that could save their lives and be part of their good health and the good health of their communities. You got to have a bigger army than any of you can think about before you can stop us, making sure we get the word out and get people on health insurance. Is that right, guys?
That's right.
Strength in numbers.
Okay, this is Wade's World. We're on every Friday, and we're going to keep hitting this drum about affordable health care as well as many other subjects from week to week. We're on every Friday on KABF. FM 88.3 on your radio dial, 9 to 9:30 on Fridays. This is the voice of the people. This is Wade Rathke. Have a good week. We'll keep talking to you. Enroll for the Affordable Care Act October 1st. Don't be late. Get yourself taken care of. Thank you. This is Wade.